God is a good God. On behalf of the leadership, we just want to wish all of you a blessed Easter day. And we know this is a great day. I'm sure many of us here are very, very familiar with Easter. We spoke about many times for many years, talking about the risen Christ. You have been told about it, but I do not know whether you experience it. Amen. You heard about it, but I do not know whether you know it. And I can honestly tell you that this is a very powerful day. A day not only to remind us, but a day for us to revisit every time when we talk about Easter. It's not about Easter bunny. If you're looking for rabbits, go somewhere else. Because we don't have rabbits here, and neither do we have any chocolate egg cake or whatever. We don't have that. We only have the risen Christ. Amen? And I want to challenge you today, because the title of the message is called Roll the Stone Away. Roll the Stone Away. It's a very, very powerful message in regards to what happened when the ladies are involved in trying to get into the tomb. And let's see what happened as we read the account from all these different gospel writers so that you will help us to have an extra information from other writers as well. Because one writer may write one account, another writer may add a little bit more information into the account so that we can have a better picture of this message. Let's look at Mark chapter 16 in verse 1 to 6. I'm going to read this passage here, and I want you to follow with me, all right? And it says, now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week. Take note of that. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, who will roll the stone away from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not in the tomb anymore, but he is risen. Easter is a triumphant message. We celebrate, we sing. How many of you want to thank God for the beautiful choir that we had just now? Amen? Beautiful. Come on, you enjoy that, you worship the Lord. All the efforts they have made, and it sang to the Lord, and it was a beautiful thing. Amen? Are you with me today? Jesus' death and resurrection marks the greatest history for mankind. Because hope has shined in and is beginning to shine even unto those who do not know him. God's plan has been unraveled. And God's plan is the beginning for all of us to see and to taste what he desires of us. Christians are too familiar with Easter, unfortunately. They have taken the story very lightly, and they retell the Easter story, unfortunately, wrongly. The stone was rolled away, and a lot of Easter story, and even in certain dramas and movies, that shows when the stone was rolled away, Jesus was still in the tomb, and he rose up and he walked out. The story did not spell out that way in the gospel. The stone was not rolled away for Jesus to walk out. The one who rose from the dead, conquered death, can always walk out. Even the stone is not rolled away. Therefore, today we want to know why. Why was the stone rolled away? Document after document that we read in the gospel. And I want you to look into Matthew 28 as we look at the slides here. Matthew 28 and verse 1 right up to verse 4. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Listen to the extra information. There was a violent earthquake. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Did he say after that that Jesus walked out? No. Look at verse 3. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him and they shook and became like dead men. I want you to know there is an invasion from heaven right onto the earth. The stone was rolled away. But at this moment of time, as the violent earthquake took place, the ladies, they were still walking along the path. They were just ready to put spies on the body of Jesus Christ. And as they were walking, it dawned on Mary. And she was wondering what happened. He says, oh my. They were thinking about the horrendous, the ugliness, and the gruesome assault that Jesus went through. He was beaten, he was mocked, he was scourged, he was tied to the post, and he was whipped, and he was whipped, and he was whipped. They remember what they saw. They saw the ugliness. They saw the pain. They saw the gruesome beatings and the crown of thorns that was not just placed on his head, but it was pressed onto his head. They were there when Jesus died, and they saw the entire horrendous event, and their hopes were crushed. Their hopes were dashed. Joy began to die at the very moment when Jesus said, "It is finished. The Lord is dead." And now their hope was gone. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, as they began to think about what they saw, they reflected as they were walking. There was silence in their at the moment of their steps because the silence allowed them to reflect what they saw. They saw hopelessness. And many of us today in this room, some of us will probably look at your circumstances as hopelessness. You probably be thinking about the hopelessness that has affected your hopeful dream. Some of us will probably be looking like the people of Israelites, looking at the Red Sea, turning their back, and they saw the Egyptian army and Pharaoh. They saw hopelessness. Some of us will probably be looking at the wall of Jerusalem in complete ruin, and there was so much of hopelessness. Who is going to build that wall? There was so much pain in this woman's life. But the question is this. Why did the women get up so early in the morning on Sunday? Why did they get up so early and walk towards that very tomb? Why? I pray today that even in the midst of all our hopelessness, even in the midst of the time when you think that ruin is a hopeless situation, I want you to know the women are still there walking towards that tomb. They are still walking towards it. Not like some believers and Christians. When they go to ruin, what do? They walked away. They didn't even go back. They didn't even want to find out is there any element of hope, any iota of hope? You see, I learned something about these women. Even though the dreams were dashed, but yet they were ready to get up early in the morning to go to the tomb. I pray today there will be more Christians like that, like all these ladies. And there was a huge problem as they were going. Suddenly Mary stopped for a moment. It dawned on her. Oops. She would probably say that. Oops. Who is going to roll the stone away for us? Oh my. who is going to roll the stone away for us. There will be that oops moment that sometimes when you go out and then all of a sudden you thought back, especially ladies, you thought back and you say, oh, I forgot to switch off the gas. Am I right or not? I mean, the men don't even bother to think about that, that's for sure. I speak on my behalf, by the way. When I go out, I just go out. But the ladies are different. Oh, forgot to turn off the light. Oh, forgot to turn off. You know, and these ladies were there. They're, oh my, who is going to roll the stone away? It's a very good question. Because I want to get into the tomb. I want to put the spies on the body of Jesus before the complete burial. But who is going to roll the stone away? You know, this is a question that many people are also asking. Who is going to help me to clear my debts? Who is going to help me to rebuild my life? Who is going to stop this large-scale production of nuclear arms? Who is going to stop the nonsense, the immoralities in this society? Who is going to do that? That is a question that we often ask. Insurmountable mountain in front of us. And we ask, who is going to help us to overcome that problem? To the women, I want you to know this. They saw three difficulties right there. They saw the large stone. It was a huge stone. They remember seeing that stone. And at the same time, what they saw was the seal of the law that was placed on that stone. And the entire thing was actually secured by the representatives of power and authorities. So what they saw was three major difficulties for them to get into the tomb. They were wondering who will roll the stone away. In actual fact, we will probably ask a question, not only who will roll the stone away, but who is going to get rid of the seal? If anyone breaks the seal, it's as good as facing the penalty of death. Who is going to talk to the authorities to roll the stone away? And we know it will never happen. You see, the women began to wonder how to get in. And I think all of us will have the same issue because we will be asking, who will help me to rebuild my life? Who will help me to overcome the situation? Who? And the women will always be thinking, who is going to roll the stone away? Who is going to roll a stone away for us to get into Jesus? Just like Zacchaeus. Who is going to help me? Because I want to see Jesus. Who is going to help me? But Zacchaeus found a sycamore tree to climb up. Abraham probably be asking the same question. How am I going to get a son at the age of nearly 100? But he did. We have a lot of questions in our heart and our mind. The society has a lot of questions. Who is going to help me with my family? Who is going to help me with my kids? Who is going to help me with my life? I believe there are many stones that you face and has been stopping you from getting to Jesus. Sometimes it is the shame. Some people live with shame and they do not want to go back to Jesus. Some people, they live with the fear of being exposed. They were intimidated by many kinds of slanders. They are afraid to go back to the house of God. The question I will always ask, how am I to get through the barriers so that I can get unto Jesus? But the Bible tells me there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake, a violent earthquake. And it definitely took place without realizing that the tomb was already open. How many of you know that many a time we worry about something that God already handled? Amen? God already handled, and you were still worrying about it. God took care of that. So the ladies actually had this problem. And the Bible tells me there was an angel, bright clothed on him, and he was standing there, and the guards were like dead men. They were petrified, completely stiffened. But this is a beautiful part of the story. When the women arrived, they were completely surprised and awed by looking at the stone rolled away. I want you to know, archaeologists have already placed a statement that the stone was so huge that not even a group of army soldiers can push them. Why? Because the tomb was actually on a slanting hill, and the stone was rolled in such a manner that it was rolled to the top and not to the bottom. You see, that is the power of God. I believe the angel purposefully rolled the stone onto the top to tell you that it can never be done by any man. Easter is about rolling the stones. Easter is about removing stones. In order for you, in order for me to experience the reality and the truth about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The stone was rolled away. It's as good as rolling the stone of our doubts and our double-mindedness. The stone wasn't rolled away for him, by the way. It was rolled away for them. The stone was not rolled away so that Jesus can walk out. The stone was rolled away so that the disciples can get in, so that they can see the evidences, the truth that Jesus has risen and is no more in the tomb. And that was the purpose behind the rolling of that stone. I want you to know it's for seekers. For people who desire to seek the truth. The stone was rolled away for people who are hungry and want to know the truth of God in the power of resurrection. The stone was rolled away for you. But the question is, how many of us are running to the empty tomb? How many of us are running to see the empty tomb? How many of us are running to see the reality of the truth and the power of the resurrection? It was open for you and for me. The Bible says, when you seek him, you shall find him. Are we seeking the Lord? There was a barrier. The stone was a barrier. The barrier was placed between the weeping women and the knowledge of the resurrection. The barrier that separated them has now been removed. And you could literally see the evidence and the power of God. My invitation to you today is this. The stone has been rolled away. Come and see the resurrection power. Come and taste that the resurrection has conquered death. Don't talk about it. Come and taste the resurrection power. How many of you know the resurrection power is able to take you from the pit, from the dirt of your life, into the place where God will just mold you and transform you into the man and the woman of God? If you want to give a clap offering, give him a good one and praise him. Hallelujah. Look at the next passage. Matthew 28, verse 5 to 10. You know what it says? The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He is risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay." Did you see that? Come, come and see. Come, the tomb is already open. Come and see the resurrection power. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. In verse 8, let's look at verse 8. He says, so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. Did you see that word? Filled with joy. When they were walking on the Sunday morning, they were horrified by what they saw. They were still thinking about the horrendous, the gruesome attack on Jesus. Now, the Bible says they are filled with joy. Listen to the message, brothers and sisters. When Jesus is risen everything changed. Hallelujah. When Jesus is risen, everything changed in Jesus' name. Come on. Your past is over. Your second death is conquered. Now the new has come. The things have changed. When Jesus is risen, the women were filled with joy. No more despondency. No more sadness. But there was a change. The terrible day has now been changed into an awesome day. Amen. Into an awesome day. Because He is risen. What an awesome day. The steps that they took is now changed from the steps of fear into the steps of hope. What did they see? You see, that early morning they saw that big stone in their head. They say, who is going to roll the stone away? That early morning they saw the seal of the law that was placed on that stone. That early morning, they remember this is under the governance of the representatives of the power. Who is going to roll the stone away? But this time, what did they see? They saw the stone rolled away. They saw hope begin to shine. They saw the fulfillment of the word of God, because the Bible says they remembered Jesus said to Martha, and He said about her brother Lazarus, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Wow. They saw and they heard the fulfillment of those words. They could literally sense the resurrection power is tangible and is real, because Jesus is alive. He is not dead. He is alive. Your life can be changed. Don't come around and tell me it's not possible. Things are different. You don't understand. But the Bible tells me resurrection is here to come. And lives can be changed in Jesus' name. What a change. After the resurrection, the women were filled with joy. You know, I'm excited about the appearance of Jesus Christ. Later on, if you look at the scripture, and as the women were hurrying, going to tell the disciples, then verse 9 tells me, suddenly. Everybody say the subtle word, suddenly. I love the word suddenly. Amen. Suddenly, I lost a lot of hair. Suddenly. Suddenly. Now you see it. Now you don't. Suddenly. I love that word, suddenly. Suddenly, Jesus met them. How many of you like that? Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, He said. They came to Him, clasped His feet, and worshiped Him. How many of you know we had a wonderful worship, amen? We had a wonderful worship. And I just recollected this. When you see Jesus, you just want to bow down at His feet and clasp onto His feet and worship Him, amen? There is no one that can worship God with arrogance. There is no one can worship God as though that they are the best. No one. If you think you are in a bad shape, brother. Because God never gives grace to the proud. He gives grace to the humble. And as these ladies were collapsing and worshiping, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, there they will see me. You know, when I look at this particular passage, the appearance of Jesus somehow has brought back that relationship with His disciples. Because the disciples were saddened. They were wondering, isn't this that man? You remember that the disciples called Cleopas, they were walking on the road to Emmaus. They were all walking back home because They were wondering. They were still wondering what happened to Jesus. He died. We thought he's going to be the one to deliver us. As they were walking and walking, they were walking in the wrong direction. They should be walking towards the tomb. But they were walking away. You remember the story? The story that they said when Jesus appeared, they couldn't recognize him. And they were having a conversation and they actually state an account. They state this account. They said, there are some women who came and tell us they saw that Jesus has risen. They actually said that. And after hearing that, you're still walking to Emmaus? Hello? Are you there with me? When you hear this kind of news, you still walk to Emmaus. You should be walking back to the tomb. You know what I saw? I saw a lot of believers are like Cleopas. They walk towards the wrong direction. After Jesus was raised from the dead, they were still walking towards Emmaus. But Jesus wants to restore that relationship. He wants them to see the evidence of his appearance so that it confirms that he is risen. Somebody say amen. You know, one of the beautiful things is this. I also saw something else. I saw that those who live by the law will all live away from the law now. The age of grace has appeared. The age of grace has appeared to mankind. You do not live in condemnation. Come on, church. You don't live in condemnation. I do not know what your problem is. If you want to go on living in condemnation, that's your business. But I want you to know the news, one thing for sure. The news that I'm speaking to you is that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. You can give yourself a lot of excuses. I can't do anything. If you say you are stupid, I can't do anything. I just have to say amen. If you say, I've made a lot of mistakes, I just have to say amen. I can't do anything, but I can help you one thing. I can help you to come back to the resurrected Christ because he has the power to change lives. Are you with me? So as we begin to journey through this resurrection, Jesus is now introducing to the people that the age of grace has now come. We don't have to live in condemnation. I want to tell you a story, a real story. It was recorded in the one of the articles, a testimony of this woman by the name of Shanna. She was going through a very difficult life, full of disappointment. Very discouraged. In fact, her status is this. She was an overworked, overchallenged, and overwhelmed single mother. But she has this grit, this tenacious grit. And she bought this cultural worldview of independence and self-reliance. You know, some women, when they go through this rough time, they came out, they believe that they can win this situation, they can overcome it. And her mantra or her beliefs was this: when things get tough, the tough gets going. Wow. Everybody loves to hear that, isn't it? So she did. So she tries to be tough, and the tough gets going when the situation gets tough. Unfortunately, Shanna experienced more meltdowns than victories. And because of her meltdown, one day her boss called her out and talked to her and gave her an ultimatum and insisted there will be no more outbursts from her side. And so she began to freak out because the boss gave her an ultimatum. What Shanna did was this. Instead of seeking God, she gave herself into her fear and worries and tried to toughen up and tried to be stubborn over her own decisions and her own opinions. And what happened was, in the midst of hardening her heart, she became more bitter and compounded more anxieties into her own life. The depression began to seep in. And so her performances in her office was getting from bad to worse. You see, every one of us face a barrier right in front of us where the glory and the resurrection of Christ is right on the other side. We have been praying for people to roll the stone away, but I want you to know by today, the stone is already rolled away. Amen? It's already rolled away. The stone that separates you from the power of resurrection has already been removed. You do not have to live with that thought in your spirit that the stone is still closing the tomb. Resurrection has taken place. And why are we not experiencing the resurrection power? You see, church, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Somebody say amen. No matter what your situation is, you can never be stopped or impeded from the love of Jesus Christ. Because the love of the Lord has taken that stone away that was misplaced in your life and now has been removed. So you and I know that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Only God can roll the stone away. Only God can remove that stone. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. No death, no angels, no power of evil can separate you from the love of God. The love of God is very much proven by the resurrection power. And through His resurrection power, He has taken you out and showed you there is hope, there will be possibilities in the midst of what you see that appears impossible. I want you to know as you walk out today, you know you are not walking under any circumstances of the world, but you're walking under the power of the Holy Spirit, where the resurrection power has proven to all of us today, life can be changed. Amen. Life can be changed. And I want to close very quickly to let you know that God has broken the wall of separation because of the love of Jesus Christ. I am excited today that Easter is not just another Easter where we talk about Jesus walking out of the tomb. Jesus did not walk out of the tomb when the stone was rolled away. Jesus was not even there before the stone was rolled away. He was resurrected and He was never in that tomb. It was rolled away for you who desire to seek for the truth. My question to the believers as a whole, are you looking for the truth? We talk about the resurrection, but are you looking for the truth? We heard a lot about the resurrection. Are we experiencing the truth? The Bible tells me the resurrection power is here. Are you with me? The resurrection power is here. How do you know that? The Bible says Jesus is here. Amen. When you talk about Jesus, you talk about the resurrection. Amen. There is nothing that will stop Him from doing what He wants to do in our lives. The only way we stop Him is that we turn our back away from the tomb and walk according to our own path. We will never know that the tomb is empty. Cleopas and the other disciple that was never named, and I want you to know, their eyes were open when Jesus broke the bread. And all of a sudden they said, didn't we feel something? Didn't we feel that that was Jesus who spoke to us? We felt something. How many of you know that when Jesus comes to you, your feeling is never the same? There will be an awakening. And then suddenly say, wow, God, You spoke, and now my eyes could see. By the time they looked for Him, Jesus disappeared. Church, I hope by the time you look for Him, He has taken all those believers with Him unto the rapture. I hope it will not be too late. Don't be too late. When you open your eyes, I hope you can see Jesus. Amen. Amen. Today is a day of resurrection. Would you be able to celebrate this resurrection? Amen. And not only that, I have only one question. Are you ready to run to the tomb to look for the truth? If you are, God wants to reveal to you. So the women ran over and they received the message. How many of you know that the message was held by the women? The disciples were not even there. They were hiding in the room. And I said, Lord, you know, we always said, the women are too emotional. I got enough scriptures to prove to you that the women were very open to Jesus. It's the men who thinks they are tough, but the real tough men hiding in the room. They were hiding there. Oh, what happened? Why, Jesus? Why, where are you now, Lord? But here, Mary and Magdalene, they saw the resurrected Jesus Christ. And here, the disciples were all still pounding and crying. What happened? What happened? What happened? Did you see the difference? The person who runs to the tomb to look for the truth received the message, and they have the first-hand message from God. And when she ran to the disciples, because Jesus told them, so she went to the disciples and told them that Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Amen. You know what? Peter got so excited. John got so excited. So they ran. Look what happened. They ran to where? To the tomb. They ran to the tomb. What happened to Cleopas? They ran to Emmaus. Church, I leave these thoughts with you. Where will you be running to? When the message was given to the disciples, John and Peter ran to the tomb. Cleopas and disciples walked to Emmaus. But I want you to know, Jesus is a merciful God. He was reaching out to Cleopas. They may be walking a different direction, but they will reach out by the Lord. If you think you're walking on the wrong path, listen carefully. Jesus is stretching his hands towards you right now. You may walk towards Emmaus and wrong way. Jesus is still reaching out to you. Peter and John ran to the tomb and saw the place empty. And Peter was all excited. Jesus is risen. And finally, if you think you're walking away, I know that my Jesus is stretching out his hands to you one more time. Amen? One more time.
You've been listening to Pastor Calvin Sim from Life Solutions Christian Church. For more information, please feel free to contact us by phone on 0410-985-432 or find us online at www.lifesolution.org.au.